Last Sunday night, the preacher was preaching on the parable of the sower. You'll remember the sower sows seed. Some of it falls on rocky ground. Some of it falls on ground where it starts to grow and gets choked by weeds. And some of it is eaten by the birds. Some of it eventually falls on fertile ground and grows and produces a great harvest. And one of the points he made was that the word of God is sown liberally. And you can't always be sure how it's going to be received and where it will find a home and where it will grow and produce any result at all. And I suppose that's a little picture of what we do as individuals. Maybe in your own interactions with people, you drop in little seeds into your conversations. You have an interaction at work and you remember that in your prayers and look for the next opportunity to maybe bring something of God into that situation. You have folk in your family who you've been trying to encourage and you just keep dropping a little seed here and there. So that's a little picture of us as individuals, but it's also a picture of us as a church collectively. And I think this past week is an example of how we've been trying to sow the word liberally. And while we were singing that song, I found a little visual image to help me make this point at the front. Cannonball in here. So this is a cannon, and I think one way of thinking of the church as a community is, and I don't want to push this image too far for obvious reasons, but we have something to send out, something to give out to people, and as we try and send it out, I'll put the cannon away, I think that might be distracting. I think you get my point. We don't know where it will land. And as these children have come into the foyer and then into this space here, where you're sitting now, over 100 children each day or sort of over the week, maybe 90 to 100 kids each day, we don't know, as we've talked to them about Jesus, just what's gone on in their heart, where it's landed and what will be taken home. But what I want to say to you this morning is that I am so thrilled to be part of a church that keeps sending out the message. Keeps sending out this message about being part of the King's crew, the crew that belongs to Jesus the King. The drama that you've seen this morning told a story, or you saw an excerpt of a story, where the pirates left behind their old life, sought the royal pardon from the King, joined the King's crew, and sail off into the rest of their life following the true King and leaving behind all of that badness, that wickedness. And we've tried to help the children realise that following Jesus will take the rest of their lives. And some of you have been following Jesus for a long time, and I hope you're encouraged in your heart and your spirit to see how the torch is being passed on, if I'm mixing my metaphors here. The seed is being sown again in little lives, and I think one of the most exciting things for the week for me personally is seeing how it's been sown and has grown deeply in the leaders, and how you can maybe look back on one of the leaders who was up here doing a drama or singing a song before and think back 5 years and see them as a 10-year-old in your mind and now see them as a 15-year-old. And you wouldn't have seen them during the week, but they might have been leading a group of grade 3s and 4s and talking about Jesus in little groups and teaching these other younger children. It's very, very exciting. I want to now just ask some of you for your impressions maybe of how you're involved in sending out the message here and what maybe gets your heart going. Because one of the things I've noticed, particularly this morning at the first at morning tea after the first service, is we are most effective as a church when there are at least two and maybe three interactions with a family. If we rely on just one, sometimes it can be a bit shallow or a bit tentative. What I mean by that is if a family has some connection with us through, say, GFS or Boys Zone, and then comes to Going Bananas, and maybe Mum might come to the Women's Weekend, or a parent does Alpha, or we get a dad to a men's something or other, that starts to strengthen the relationship. One of the greatest examples to me this morning was I've got a family whose Mum has been coming for a couple of years, I think, to MOPS and then has come to one of the ladies' Bible studies. First daughter, they've got two children, daughter's about seven, very, very shy, didn't want to come to the first day of going bananas. Mum said, you must go to the first day. After that, if you don't like it, you don't have to come back. So daughter comes in. Mum had to stay here till 11 o'clock to make sure daughter was okay. Daughter was okay, mum left. Daughter came back the second day. On the third day, she could have gone to grandparents and said, no, I don't want to go to grandparents. I want to go to Going Bananas. She came every single day. Mum and Dad were sitting in church today. This is the third time Dad has been in church. They were here to see their daughter. Isn't that great? Dad has been twice to two MOPS trivia nights. There's the other link for Dad. So church here is not a foreign place for this family now. It's a place where daughter feels okay, mum feels fantastic, and dad is bit by bit. And son, we're not sure about yet. He's going off to support Collingwood today with dad. So maybe there are some of you who are involved in other aspects of mission. We just want to hear a little bit. I'm first of all going to ask Pauline, who's been involved in Going Bananas, but there might be other aspects of mission that are going on around us that I'm not aware of, and you might be able to just give us a little story just to encourage us all, and then I'll finish. Pauline, would you like to just say something about your experience this past week?
Well, first, I think it's really great to belong to this church family that reaches out like this to the community, and it's a real privilege to be involved in something like Going Bananas. First, with starting off with prayer sort of weeks before, and remembering Don particularly and the team and the kids that were going to come, and then the families that were going to be touched because of the what the children were learning, and that's all been good. I've just been helping in the kitchen, and that's been good too. It's been good to see all the happy kids' faces racing past the door and racing out to their morning tea, and then all the team leaders coming in for their lunch and getting their soup and stuff. And it really has been a privilege to help this week, and I feel very grateful for that.
Thanks, Pauline. Mary, did you want to say anything?
Last day I was here on the Wednesday. The children had gone home, and the helpers were all in here, jumping up and down, singing from the screen. I felt God was there.
Just to say that yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock, I, along with about a dozen other helpers for the MOPS, we look after the MOPS children, we're here for just a scrumptious afternoon tea, which the mothers put on for us. It was just a sensational feast, and we went home, and Elizabeth and I, and didn't worry much about any dinner last night. But some of the mums who were there said what MOPS meant to them, mothers of preschoolers who come every second Thursday morning. And they all spoke. But one of the mums said that in this past couple of years of coming to MOPS, that she'd become a Christian. And I noted this morning that they'd been here at church because their kids had been here, and Dad was here as well, and they were heading off in the car. So that was exciting.
Excuse me. The lap over also happens with the marriage course, and I've been particularly encouraged this past week because we're having our first refresher, and this we plan to have on an annual basis so that people who've actually participated in the marriage course previously can come back and touch base and learn something new and just be refreshed in thinking about some of the principles of the marriage course. On our last course, we had a couple who were... the association was that he was a work colleague of another couple who regularly attends St Alfred's. And anyway, they came, the non-Christians, they loved the course, even though they had a bit of difficulty with the times when we did pray together at the end of the session. But apart from that, they really enjoyed it. And they have actually responded, and they're coming back on the refresher. So I think that's great. You know, it's fantastic. Yeah. The other thing is that we are a first in Australia. This refresher course has been happening in the UK, and I've been talking to the national director, and he said, well, Bev, You're the first one off the ranks here in Australia. So please be praying for us on the 12th of July.
Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you that as we sow the word, both here through our church activities and in our own personal lives at work and at home, Lord, that you take our small efforts and you do what you will with them. You call us to be lights. You call us to make Jesus known to others. And I pray, Lord, you would help us as we try and do that. We thank you for the stories that we've heard this morning, stories of encouragement, stories where seed is being sown in good soil and people are responding. We thank you too, Lord, for signs, little steps forward for others who may be starting from a long way back, a long way from knowing you, not sure about this God stuff and Jesus and church and Bible. But we thank you, Father, that we're seeing people respond in their ways. And we pray, Lord, that you would make us good stewards of these people that you've put in our lives. Help us to continue to be patient with them, to be ready and willing and as able as possible to help them. Please give us greater encouragement as we move forward as a church. Please may the gospel have a real impact on young and old lives, and may we have the great privilege, Lord, of seeing people come to faith in Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.